Hello, I'm Professor Lou. Welcome to our live stream. I'm joined today by guest teaching artist Cian Lark-Reese. And today we are doing a tutorial on how to bounce a ball in Procreate. If you would like to grow as an artist and you can't afford an art class, we've got everything you need here at Art Prof: critiques, tutorials, and professional development. Some of you guys might remember Cian. Cian has been here before. Cian was in this stream about navigating life after art school. And Cian also did this Procreate drawing stream where we got to draw monkeys. So you guys want to take a look at that. So Cian, can you show us an example of the bouncing animation we're going to make today?
Yes, I have some examples right here. So let's look at this bouncing basketball. That's probably the basic first blob that you'll make. And then you can take that in any direction that you want. So like, a lot of characters are made out of the basic shapes like the bounce. So here's a simple fish. Hello, people in the comments.
So we're going to bounce a circle first, right?
Yep. We're going to bounce a circle
first. And then we're going to add stuff to the circle?
Bit by bit. Yep.
Okay, it looks, I think, I don't know. See, here's the thing, you guys. Tell me in the chat, who here is intimidated by animation? Because I am. And you know what's really ironic, Cian, is I'm married to an animator. So it doesn't really make a lot of sense. But it's like, I look at this and I'm already like, I can't do that. That's my first reaction. So do you have any advice for how to get over that?
Watch this video and it'll be fine.
Okay. All right. So Cian, I know you have a diagram that people should use to guide themselves throughout the stream. And you guys, if you have an iPad and Procreate, you really should do this with us, because yeah, I was blown away that that was going to be possible. I thought at first that it would not be something you could do with us, but you really can. So I suggest that you guys do. So Cian, show us the diagram.
Okay, so I could not find a diagram like this on the internet. And so I made one based on bounces that I had done. So this is just the path that we're going to be following for this one. It's super simple.
So I'm curious, why were you not able to find this? It's such a basic concept.
Well, it was my first time on Google, and I just, honestly, I was looking around. I there's probably bounce guides like this out there, but I couldn't find one that was exactly what I was looking for. So that was simple and understandable. So I made this.
And if you guys would like to download it, we do have the diagram as an image and also as a GIF. So if you guys go down to the YouTube video description below, there's a link to a Google Drive folder. It will take you to both documents. And Cian, can you show us the GIF? Because the GIF is so great at illustrating exactly what the diagram is all about.
And back down. There we go. So you can see in the photograph version of the GIF that they're separated up and down, but this explains that it's really just the same up and down bounce.
So is this your bounce? Or is this the bounce everybody does?
Yes, also. It's just a simple bounce. It's pretty much the same anywhere that you look. I made mine 9 or 10-ish frames because that's what I can fit into a screen when I'm doing the demo on paper. So that's why I made it exactly like this. But pretty much you'll find this anywhere. It's just different versions of it all over the place.
Cool. Sounds like Maria Kilson says, cute jumping orange blob. I love cute things with as little detail as possible. Well, Maria, you're going to see that from me. All right. So how do we start, Cian?
Okay. So we're going to open up Procreate. Here we go. And I have the bounce guide as my base layer. You can too. We'll just have to remember to hide that so it doesn't get in the way of our drawing. But open up a fresh layer in Procreate.
Okay, got it.
Awesome, step one. All right, now I'm just gonna find the number one on my chart here, the first shape that our blob is gonna make. And the first blob shape is right here. So in our new layer, let's just try to match that shape and make a little blob.
Okay, does it matter what brush I use though?
Nope, you can draw it however you want, as long as it's something like a pancake.
Does it have to be all sharp and graphic-y?
Nope.
Like, could it be fuzzy?
Actually, a lot of people will do the same bounce, but they'll take pictures of things that mimic these shapes. So you'll see, like, they'll just take photos of, like, fruit that happens to make these shapes, and then you have a bouncing apple. So you can do this with absolutely anything. As long as it roughly mimics a bounce pattern, you'll still be able to understand it.
Cool. Okay, so now I have one. How do I do, I assume, two?
All right, you do number two by making a fresh layer right on top. And I'm going to put my previous layer at half opacity so I can see what I'm doing. If that helps you, feel free to do that. Just remember to turn it back when you want to make your animation. So let's do shape number two in our new layer.
Wait. I don't know how to make it less opacity.
You tap on the N, which is on the right.
Okay.
I wish I could point on your screen. My mouse could appear on your screen. There you go.
Okay. Half opacity. There we go.
Okay. Cool. Okay. So new layer. Draw that shape.
Which shape?
The number two shape.
Oh, number two. Okay. So that's sort of like a less pancakey.
Yeah. Right? It's starting to peel off the ground because the bounce is, it's going back into the air.
But all wait, right. Does the bottom of my number two have to touch the bottom of number one? Because yours is not like mine.
That's right. Okay, that's a great question. It will still be readable even if it's imprecise, but we are trying to imagine that there's a ground plane right around where these little lines are. Right there. Cool. I don't know if you can see that.
Oh,
yeah. Well, so it's a good idea.
Going to look less squishy if it doesn't touch the bottom?
It might look a little less squishy, so maybe you want to move that down. You can move it down using the arrow cursor tool up in the top.
What? Arrow cursor? Wait. Hang on just a second. Wait. Back up. Okay. Wait, why is it? Oh, I'm on the eraser. Okay, hang on. Wait, so you're saying not to erase it, but rather,
this is the pro gamer move. So you go up to the top bar and you see the button that's blue on my screen. It's.
Oh, okay. All right.
That way you can move your whole layer.
So I don't have to redraw it.
Sorry, I was cracking up at the chat. Yes, you don't have to redraw it.
Oh, wait a second. Okay. Well, that was a lot easier.
It was so much easier, right? Animation is not that intimidating.
Yes, it is. We have a question from Maya Hika who says, can we have a 12 principles of animation live stream someday? Well, if we have one, I'm not going to be teaching it.
Are you referring?
What is that, though, Cian? Is that like a basic thing? Like, does everybody do 12 principles of animation?
Well, didn't you have the video? There's an Alan Becker tutorial on the 12 principles of animation. I believe that you have that linked in this video, right? Is that what this is referring to?
I do have that linked in the video. I just forgot it was there. So yeah, if you guys go down to the video description below, Cian provided a bunch of links to other bounce animations and Alan Becker's very famous video, which has the 12 principles. So I don't know what the 12 principles are, but you guys can click on that link and watch it.
We'll have a watch party at some point. Yeah, I know we could totally talk through those at some point. I think this is like going to be a basic guide to how to do an animation. And then from there, you can take it and actually get better at the concept of animation using these tools. So we could totally build on this. Cool. So,
what next?
All right. So now that our one and two are done, let's go ahead and do, as predicted, number three.
Okay. Now, do I have to make layer two lower opacity or does it not matter?
It doesn't matter, but if that helps you see what you're doing, then totally by all means.
I think I should because I feel like it's just going to end up looking like one big blob if I don't.
Yeah. Okay, so that's called onion skinning. That's when you have something like, you imagine an animation is an onion. Onions have layers, Shrek. You peel back one layer and you can see what's behind it. So that way, people have colored onion skinning where they can actually sort what they're looking at based on how far back it is, based on what color it is. So totally a precedented thing.
Cool.
All righty.
So I'm going to assume number four has another layer.
Mm-hmm. Going to keep following that pattern.
Okay. Now, is number four a little bit less elongated than number three?
Yeah, the shape of it and the length of it has to do with how fast the ball is moving. So you'll see when it actually gets animated, but the faster it's moving, the more parts of it are resisting that motion. And so it's you're having a little bit of drag there. And so as it starts to slow down, because it's hitting the top of the jump, the rest of the ball that's hanging back catches up and it returns to its normal ball shape.
Say that again. I don't understand. So wait. The longer it gets, the softer it looks?
No, the longer it gets is because it's moving faster. So think about the ball has its core. The thing that's moving is, and most of the ball is moving. As it starts to go faster, parts of it is like, part of the ball is like, whoa, I don't want to be, you know, I'm as happy with where we were before. And it tries to resist that motion. Get into the mind of the ball.
Okay, I think I get it now. You're talking about the speed of the bounce.
Yes, the speed of the ball as it travels through the bounce. Yeah. Okay. Picture me with, like, I have ears, and if I move my head around, maybe my ears are like resisting that motion. That's our wings. Like, picture Dumbo, right? When Dumbo moves really fast, his ears pull way back, and then he stops his move, and the ears catch up and bounce back like that. Can you picture that?
Yes, that so I can picture.
The flesh of the ball is doing the same thing, really. You have the core of the ball that's moving, and then part of it is saying, like, whoa, I'm not ready to go that fast yet. And then it catches up as the ball slows back down.
Well, 10,000 Crow says, I'm impressed by how much Cian knows about ball physics.
Doesn't everybody get that in grade school?
I didn't. And we have a question from Maggie who says, does it matter how much you overlap portions of each layer?
Does it matter how much you overlap portions of each layer? No, not really. And I think if you do one ball bounce animation, you'll pretty quickly find out what looks good and what matters and what's kind of going to fall into the background and not be too distracting. So even if you just do one or two, you'll get a feel for what matters and what doesn't.
Cool.
It's a good question.
So let's do number 5.
Alrighty.
And number 5 overlap number 4?
I think that's one of those times when it doesn't really matter, but I think as it's slowing down, it's more likely to overlap because I'll not explain this in a simple way, but as the ball's slowing down, it's more likely to be closer to where it was a second ago. Does that make sense?
No.
Well, imagine like if I'm moving really quickly, my hand is moving out of the way of where it was a second ago. But if I start moving my hand slowly, it's kind of overlapping where it was a second ago, right? So like here's the hand and then it moves slower and slower and slower. It's overlapping more.
Oh, okay. I think I'm sort of trying to get it.
So the fastball moves out of the way really fast. The slow ball is still kind of where it was a second ago, just a little bit over. So it's overlapping.
Okay, cool.
You'll see. So Number six. What are we on? 6? Yeah. And so my bounce guide is spread out. So you have up and then down, but the down is going to happen right where the up was because it's going to come straight down. So I can draw it here. And then like the tool that we just showed Clara, we can move this over like that. So.
But can I just draw it on top? Like, why do I have to move it over?
You don't have to move it over. You can draw it on top, but.
But wait a second.
Yeah.
Is 5 and 6 the same thing? They look the same to me.
They're pretty much the same thing. It's just like what I talked about, where the ball is moving slowly. It's going to move very little in just a second. But if the ball is totally still, then you're going to have the same exact frame twice. Does that make sense?
Yes. Oh, and Lisa, thank you very much, says it should slow down at the top of the bounce. Awesome.
Awesome.
So it's like, it's very... 6 is very similar to 5, but yes. Not exactly the same.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Okay. So let's do that. And I'm going to put it right on top like this.
Yep. Awesome.
Like that. Okay.
Alrighty. And actually I'm going to do a little advanced ball animation critique on your ball bounce right now.
No
mercy, no mercy. Here we go. I noticed that your ball number 1, the very flattest pancake one, the volume of it, it's a little bit bigger. Like if you imagine it's a water balloon filled with water. When it goes back to its normal ball shape, it seems like it's shrinking. So that top ball, I thought you were deleting all of them.
Oh, no, I'm not that bad.
I thought you just quit the stream. The stream's over.
Yeah, although I would not put it past myself to do that. Yeah, okay, so you're saying it's too, like, big?
No, okay. See, do you see if that was a water balloon and it's squished at the bottom, it's got a lot of water in it, right? And then as it gets up to the top, I noticed that your bounce shapes number 5 and 6 were actually getting smaller. So you might want to make 5 and 6 just a little bit bigger.
So I shouldn't change number 1.
No, don't change number 1. You can just make 5 and 6 a little bit bigger.
Just like same shape but bigger?
Same shape but a little bit bigger.
Okay, so let me try that. Jeez, I didn't know I was going to get a critique like mid-animation scene. You are like slave driver.
Oh, jeez.
Okay. So now 6 is also bigger as well?
Yeah, just trying to, it's preserving the mass of the shape. So even though the shape is changing, the object is changing shape, it's not changing mass. It's not changing size. Does that make sense?
No.
The same amount of matter inside of it.
Okay. All right. Orange Cat Spirit is asking, did Cian create a new layer for number 5?
Oh, did I not? I should have. The answer is I should have, and I think I did, yes.
Ha! You think you're so smart.
They're going to start critiquing mine.
I know. This is a
I love the chat
from
right now.
Maya Hika, who says, hey, Cian, what other programs for animation have you used in the past?
Ooh, that's a great question. I could talk a lot about that, actually. Do you want to like pick a time at the end that I should go over like programs I recommend, or should I just list them off right now?
Why don't we get through this first bounce, and then we can do that.
Awesome. Okay, so we'll get back to that. Thanks for asking.
Okay, so all right. What are we doing? So, number 7?
I guess we're on number 7, yeah.
Okay. Now, should I make number 6 opaque? I mean, not opaque, half opacity?
Sure. Yeah, if that helps you. Now we're getting into the overlap territory, so that might be helpful.
Okay. So 7 is like a little bit longer.
A little bit longer. Right? Which you can think of as it's starting to speed up.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't realize physics was going to be involved today. I feel very betrayed. I thought I was going to do art. Okay. So that's number 7. Is that right?
Yep, perfect. Alrighty, now number 8.
Number 8. Okay, and so number 8's like really stretchy.
Yep, it's going the fastest that it moves in the entire animation.
Okay. It's not. Oh wait, that's number 9. Shoot, I'm starting to like
forget where you're. How about here's some advice. How about you hide the layers back to the beginning of your bounce? So just like hide the first half of the bounce. That'll help.
Oh yeah. Okay.
There we go. Wait.
So this is 7.
Yeah, let me do that too, so people don't get lost.
And I'm trying to add number 8 right now.
Yep.
Oh, that's a lot easier. Okay. Yeah, that really helped. Like that?
Yeah, awesome.
Okay, so now if I bring everything back.
And we got number 9 and we'll be our last one.
Okay. Is number 9 exactly the same as number 2?
Yeah, I would say that. Yeah, because it's a looping animation. So yes.
Okay.
You'll see in a second.
Okay. Yeah, this is a good comment from Lisa. Animation has its own physics. In other words, painting a black circle becomes a hole. Guys, this is not science, prof. Okay? I don't know where you think you are, but this is so not science class.
Science, prof. Science, prof.
No. Cian, the only...
We're taking over.
The only C I ever got in my life was in high school chemistry.
I think the only test that I actually flunked, honest, like I tried and I just failed it, I think it was physics or chemistry, one of those.
See, chemistry, I'm sure it's really cool. I just couldn't do it.
All right. Okay. So we've done the whole bounce, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'm going to hide my bounce guide layer. If you have the bounce guide in your Procreate, just go ahead and hide that. Turn all your layers back to full opacity.
Full opacity, okay. See if I can remember how to do that. See, here's the thing. Like, you would think after doing all these draw along streams, because we've done a lot at this point, that I would have retained the information, but it's like every time we do the stream, I'm like, I don't remember.
That's why there's a pop quiz at the end of this one.
Oh God, you are rough. Okay.
All right. This is the moment of truth. Okay. So we're going to go to, I'm going to make a little arrow so it's easier. This button here.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to go to the share tab, which is the, you can see the blue button.
Okay.
There we go. Oh, you have the updated version of the app, which is good. Oh, we can hit both target audiences. All right. At the very bottom, it says animated GIF.
Okay.
There's a bunch of animated options. I hope you see that. Yeah. Click on that.
Oh my God, it's bouncing.
It's bouncing.
Whoa. Oh my God, it looks so good. That is so awesome. So wait, I export?
Now you can export it at full resolution. You can also mess with the frame rate. Let's look at that for a second. So that's the frames per second. You can slow it down by bringing that to the left.
Okay.
It'll play the frames fewer per second. So it's going to go very slow. See how mine's?
Oh, okay. Let me speed it up a little bit.
And we can go 60 FPS. Really cool. Yeah.
So and then I can make it like really fast. Oh my God. Oh my God, this is so addictive.
It's like Monster Factory. Okay. So I would say 12 is what this is made for, 12 frames per second, but you know, who knows how fast certain objects would bounce. For all I know, you could play it at any speed. Then we're going to hit full resolution.
No, wait. So you planned in advance to make it 12 frames per second?
Well, I would say that usually an animation has a frame rate in mind when you sketch it out. And since this is from the bounce guide is with 12 FPS in mind.
Okay, but how does the 9 relate to the 12?
It doesn't. Frames per second could be any number of frames. Our animation just happens to be 9 frames long.
What's the 12? I don't understand.
Okay, 12 frames per second. So it means in 1 second, 12 frames will play. Our animation only has 9 frames, so it's going to be like 75% of a second. See, we're doing math now. Look what you've done. Math prof.
I feel so like betrayed. Like, let's do this animation. Let's do math and physics.
We even did a test and I hit all the, there was no math or science in the test stream.
Oh my gosh. Oh my God, okay. That is really addictive. So like you see the really fast version, it doesn't look as squishy.
Huh. Yeah.
No, like compared, like when I put it to 12, it looks better. Is that because you planned the frames? And so this like the 60 frames per second just looks really bad.
Exactly. Yeah.
Cause this actually looks like it has bounce. Like when it actually looks sort of stiff.
It's the same reason that if I played a video of me jumping up and down, hitting the pavement and bouncing, it would look wrong if we played it super fast because physics works at a certain speed in real life. So we're trying to mimic real life with the animation as much as possible.
Oh, so it's like speeding up a live action shot. And it looks like totally unrealistic because it's like too fast.
Gravity and weight work the way they work in the real world, and animation is just trying to mimic that. So if we replicate it, but we go super fast, it's going to look just like real life ball bouncing super fast, and it would look kind of weird and wrong.
Oh, that is really, that's so simple. I really like that.
It's so simple, exactly.
As Blue Will Spirit says, oh my God, so simple. Like I am shocked because actually, you know what? I knew I wanted to do the stream, but like in my head, I'm like, how does that work? Because I think about Procreate is just drawing. Like,
right.
How the heck does animation work? And it's like, we did this in 20 minutes.
I know. Honestly. And I think if you do it 3 times, you'll be doing it out of your brain and it'll be super fast and easy. And I'm going to show you a way to make slightly more advanced GIFs in Procreate. So let's do that right now. All right. So let's go back to our layers.
Okay.
So what you'll notice is that every layer in Procreate became a frame of our animation. So if we want to make complex characters, we have to do it all in one layer, which kind of is not the best because we all know from Procreate drawing that you tend to use a lot of layers without even thinking about it. Well, then this isn't for you. You can... for those of us out there who are addicted to using a ton of layers, this isn't the most convenient. So what I'm going to do is make a group of layers, and that's going to act as our new frame. So I'm going to demonstrate that because it's easier to show than tell about. So let's make a little bonus layer for my first frame here. I'm going to select both of them by swiping right on both of the frames I want to select.
I have to do this because you're going to lose me. So I put it right on top of layer one.
Yeah, perfect.
Okay, now what?
Now let's swipe right on layer one and layer 10 that you just made.
At the same time?
No, separate times. Swipe one and then the other.
One.
Wait, swipe right. Swipe towards the right.
Oh, swipe right. Like that? No?
Yeah, there you go. You got it.
But when I try to do 10, nothing happens.
You already had it selected, so it was already selected.
Wait, do I want both selected? I don't understand.
You have both selected. You had it a second ago. So try swiping right on layer 10 now.
Okay.
Swipe the other direction.
Wait. Swipe right on layer 10.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. You got it.
Oh, wait. I got it. Okay, so you select, I tap on layer one.
Mm-hmm.
I swipe right on layer 10.
Yes. Yeah, that's just how you select multiple layers at the same time. You just swipe right on however. I could select all of my layers if I wanted to. I'm just swiping on all of them. Oops.
Okay, I get it now. Okay, so now layer 10 and layer 1 are both selected.
Yep. Here, I'll do it again. Swipe. There we go. This is actually a really easy tool because then if I wanted to, I could move around all the layers I'm selecting at the same time. But okay, so now I'm going to hit the group button, which is up in the top right of that layers panel. Do you see that?
Tap it.
Yep, tap group. And now we have layer 2. Well, for me, it's 2 and 11. For you, it's 1 and 10. Those layers are now in a group. I'm going to go ahead and name this group by tapping on the new group, little new group divider. Tap on that, and it says rename. So let's click that. Now I'm gonna just call it 1 because it's the first frame of my animation.
Okay, 1.
Let's just test this to see how it works. I'm going to hide all my other frames real quick. In the new layer that's empty that we just made, I'm going to just make a little doodle. Let's.
Can I give it eyes?
Yeah, let's give it eyes. You've seen the preview. You know how this goes.
Well, you made that little one for me to see.
That's right.
I'm going to put my eyes closer together. I'm going to be, oh, shoot.
But rebellious.
Why is it telling me you have the group selected?
Oh, that's a good lesson. Okay, so go back to your layers panel. Your highlighted layer is the group, and I want you to select layer 10 within that group.
Oh, okay. All right. Got it.
Cool. That's why that was happening.
Now, okay. I'm going to put mine. I'm going to put them a little closer. Okay. So there and there.
Perfect.
Okay. Now what?
All right. Now, I would just want to see how this works. So let's make all of our layers visible again and, go back to our animation tab, which is the first button up here.
Okay.
And animated GIF. So you can see that it's not playing ball, 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 eyes, ball. It's playing ball, 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 ball with eyes. It's collapsed those two layers into one frame.
Oh, and so that way you keep the eyes separate from the ball.
You can keep them separate in your editor, but when you play it, it plays back as if it's just one frame together.
Because they're grouped.
Yep.
Oh my God. Awesome.
It's so awesome. And you can have as many layers. So if I'm in that group right now, I can just keep adding layers. And all of these layers will just stay within my frame number one, right?
Oh, so it's all those layers are in that one frame.
Yeah, let's just test that too. I'm going to just make a bunch of doodles.
What is that, hair?
I'm giving him crazy hair. So I'm going to go back to GIF. So you can see it's not playing blah, 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 eyes, hair doodle, hair doodle, hair doodle. It's playing it as one image, right?
Oh, okay. So we could add like a tail later on.
We could totally add a tail. We can ask the audience for suggestions. They can start brainstorming right now.
Okay, let's just do the eyes first.
We'll do the eyes first. Let's say that's right. Let's think of some crazy math problems for our free time.
Yes.
Brainstorm.
So can I do this? Can I just like hide all the layers except the frame so I can look at the eyes?
Keep in mind that when you play back the animation in our animated GIF tab, it's not going to play anything that's hidden. So just know if your animation is like broken and you're not sure why, you probably just have some layers hidden in the editor.
Oh, so like if I tried to export it now with all the layers hidden, nothing would happen?
Try it. Go ahead and try it.
Okay, so if I, well, here, I'll just select like two.
Yeah.
Let's see what that looks like. Okay, so I do that. Oh, I see. So everything's hidden except for those two layers.
That's why my bounce guide isn't getting in the way, even though I still have it right here.
Oh, that's sweet. I should have done that. I should have put the bounce guide behind my You were like tracing, Cian.
I was tracing. I can't mess up on national television. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go make layer groups for all of our frames.
Okay.
So I'm going to do the same thing for my second one. Select them by swiping right. Beautiful. And then hit group.
Really?
And then I'm going to rename it by tapping on the group divider.
Oh, I see. Okay. Wait, hang on a second. I have to get rid of this one. Rename. Do you get like really into writing your layer names?
Yeah, I'm extremely obsessive about my frames.
Really? What do you name them?
I mean, I have like naming conventions for all of my animation stuff. Like a lot of the programs I use, if you forget what you called something, you just cannot find it. So I'm very specific.
It's sort of like in painting when you can't remix the same color.
Yeah.
Which I never can, so it like doesn't matter.
The worst is when your color changes after it dries, which means if you paint something and then you come back with you have to remix the color and you mix it towards what it's like when it dries, and then it dries different. It's awful. Painting is inferior to animation.
That is why I don't paint with gouache, because gouache is like a totally different color by the time you get to it.
Well, gouache is the animator's paint of choice. I don't know if you knew that.
I did not know that. I thought it was supposed to be like the graphic designer's paint of choice.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, I'm also noticing that you can hide your layers. You can close them. Basically right now, look at my beautiful group of layers that's all collapsed.
Oh, how do I collapse them?
It's the little triangle arrow on the right of the layer divider. The little group divider. There you go.
Oh, it's so like tidy now.
I know, look at that. You're a real animator. That's the turning point.
Oh, that is really satisfying.
Yep.
Okay, so we're gonna do, all right, I'm still doing my layers, so I'm swiping right, I'm tapping on group, and then I'm gonna rename the group. Okay.
Oh, I have a question for your audience. Am I allowed to get Procreate tech help from your audience? Okay, so the only thing that bothers me is that I can't find a way to make a layer group half opacity. Like you can't tap on the layer and have it be like, change the opacity. If there's a way to do that, somebody please help me, because I've always wanted to be able to do that. It's a desperate plea.
It seems like there should be a way to do that.
It seems like there should be a way.
I know, but sometimes it's just like stuff just doesn't.
You know,
I don't know.
Procreate has done so much for us, but it can't be there for everything.
No, it's just not there for you that one time.
One time. All right, so now that we have layer groups for everything, I think we should add eyes on all of our frames. So I'm going to hide all of my frames.
All right. So we did one, so I should open number two.
Yeah, that's right.
Does it matter where I draw? Like, do I have to draw the eyes the same distance?
That's a good question. I like what we're doing, because we're doing the eyes differently, you and me. So you're drawing them next to each other in every frame. So I would stick with that and have them next to each other in every frame at the top, kind of like try to match it wherever the blob is. But for me, I'm gonna have my eyes put at the farthest point on the top of the blob. So as the blob gets thinner, they're going to get closer together. And then we can see the difference between those two strategies.
That sounds really advanced, but you're doing it, so I don't have to pay attention.
It's only a little bit of algebra. It's nothing.
See, and we have a suggestion. RE World would like you to add some bunny teeth.
All right, you got it. We'll get the eyes. Well, the bunny teeth will be our second step.
You can do that while I just deal with eyes, because this is enough for me right now.
So I'm the people's animator now.
I know you are. Okay, so do the eyes stay the same size?
That would be awesome. I could go into it. I'm trying to keep myself from like launching into a rant. There are two kinds of animation that, I don't know if there's many kinds of animation, but they organize into straight ahead animation and keyframe animation or pose to pose animation. So one of them, you just animate frame one, frame two, frame three, and the other one, you're drawing keyframes. I think a lot of people know what keyframes are. It's like
So keyframes are like the most important parts of the movement, right?
Yes, exactly. And when you're doing straight ahead animation, you can forget what shape you drew something in, and it can slowly over time devolve into maybe you start off with big, huge eyes, and then as time goes on, they get tinier and tinier. And by the end of it, you know, like Aladdin that you're animating in your movie turns into like a completely different character. So that is a big debate about what kind of animation is better.
Blue Wolf Spirit says, that's exactly what I was thinking with Cians. The eyes come together when the ball is higher and spread when they splat.
Yep.
Oh, I get it. Okay, cool. All right. I think I'm almost done with this. Let me see. See, this I can get behind the layer thing, Cian. This makes sense to me. But when it's like a painting, I can't do it.
This is also good because if you do mess up on your eyes and you make them the wrong size, now you can just delete the eye layer. You don't need to erase your whole frame and ruin your day.
Oh, yeah, that's true. So, okay, so now I'm going to show. Wait, how come I can't see my frames?
You can't see your frames?
I'm showing them all.
Oh, okay, that's a good question. Go back into your individual layer for number 8, for example. Mm-hmm. Open that one up.
Okay.
Hit the little triangle button. There you go. It looks like inside the group, you have those turned invisible.
Oh, so they have to. Oh, okay. So like this, they're not necessarily turned on.
Yeah, that's just allowing them to be seen if they're turned on.
Okay, that makes a look. See, I just assumed because there was the check mark there that it was turned on.
Procreate makes you think that everything's okay when it's very, very wrong.
See, I feel betrayed again.
I see some questions in there in the comments.
Let's see. Maya Hika says, hey, Cian, which do you prefer, tweening or hand-drawn animate? What is tweening?
Tweening is short for betweening, which is when you draw a keyframe and then you have to draw the frame directly in between the two keyframes.
We used to call it in-betweening, but you young people have changed it to tweening because you can't be bothered tweening to say in. Yeah.
Exactly. No, I think they still call it in-betweening. That's totally still valid jargon. I honestly, I'm not sure if I fully understand the question because I thought tweening was part of hand-drawn animation too. Because when I do hand-drawn animation, I still in-between as well. That might be a follow-up question. I love both of them. I do prefer straight ahead animation because I usually animate really short GIFs. And for me, like if my GIFs are only 10 frames long, straight ahead is my go-to. So that might be the answer that you're looking for. I hope it was.
Okay. I really want to animate this now.
Okay. So let's go and see it up in the share tab.
Animated GIF.
There we go.
Oh my God. So cute. Oh my God. Oh my God, it's so squishy.
You're a character animator, officially. It has eyes and it's a character.
Oh my God, I love it. Oh my God, I'm like so proud of myself. This is kind of blowing my mind that this is so easy.
Can we get a round of applause for Professor Lou for stepping out of her comfort zone? Come on, everybody.
Oh my God, I'm so proud of myself.
All right, I believe that we owe the people bunny teeth. Is that what it was?
You're going to do the bunny teeth. I'm not doing it.
I'll handle the bunny teeth. Okay.
I got to export my little guy. This is so awesome. Okay, so save image.
Let's see. Okay. I'm trying to think the best way to do this.
Oh my God, you guys, I'm like so proud. You know what, Cian? I blame my husband. You know why? Because he's a Maya animator. And you know how scary looking Maya is.
Yeah, I can agree. Yeah.
Oh, you guys are so nice. Look at this. I'm getting all the clapping from Orange Cat Spirit,
Daisy,
and Krosik, and 10,000 Crows, and Darian. You guys are so awesome watching me bumble through all these new programs.
making fun of the physics.
Oh my God. That was enough for a lifetime. I'm like good for the next decade with physics.
I want to commend the person who recommended Bunny Teeth, because as like steps of advanced, you know, how advanced things are to add, Bunny Teeth are a perfect first step because they're rigid. So they don't change as the shape changes. It's just interesting that that was recommended first.
Oh, so you have to think about whether the body part is going to move.
Yeah, like if something's moving really fast and squishing and stretching and stuff, and we're talking about their big nose, then it's going to be wiggling all over the place, right? Like a big, I'm thinking like a clown nose. So if your character has a clown nose, the nose has to animate with physics. And we all know that that's a scary conversation. But if you're talking about bunny teeth, then they're rigid. They're not really going to move that much. So as the character moves, they stay in place. So it's actually a pretty easy first thing to add.
Oh, okay. I don't think I want to do a tail anymore.
Yeah, the tail is going to be the advanced one for today.
I could do like a bunny tail, like a little tail. That doesn't move.
You have the audience's support to challenge yourself.
I know. I want to give a shout out to 10,000 Crows for the super sticker. Thank you so much for your support. And by the way, that also brings up, in case you guys didn't know, we are running a winter raffle right now, and it closes January 30th, which is about 9 days or so. So I would recommend you guys go down to the video description below and you will see the raffle page link is there. And we have so many cool prizes that you guys are eligible for. You can become a Patreon supporter where you do monthly donations. We have three ways to enter. You can pledge on Patreon monthly. You can do a one-time donation via PayPal, or you can also enter for free. Not on this raffle video, but the one that we had 2 days ago. I have not updated the slide, but we would love it for you guys to help us out. Because you know what? If you guys don't give us donations at the raffle, Cian might never come back again. And this might be the last time Cian's ever on the stream. So
I'm only here for the raffle. That's the whole purpose.
I know.
if enough people sign up, then Clara has to add a tail and she has to do it without help.
Oh, my God.
That's
so hard. This is funny. Daphne says it looks like a boba waterfall. Do you like boba, Cian?
I love boba. Do you like boba?
I do, but I'm always a little bit sad because the boba in Taiwan is so much better.
Really? How could it be better? I didn't know that it had that much subtlety to it.
Because it's like made that morning.
I feel like they make it that morning here too. Maybe you're going to like boba tea places that aren't doing it right.
No. It's like the actual beads that are like handmade. Like
handmade?
Yeah. They're not like they are here. I don't know. They're just like chewier and more tender.
Okay. So I know that the boba tea places here make it that morning, but they don't hand make it. They like make it with a machine, I thought.
Do they make it from a machine? I don't know. But they're better. They're better in Taiwan. Okay. So, 10,000 Crows is saying, no, Cian has to come back. Well, you guys better pledge for our raffle if you ever want to see Cian again, because you know he might be doing too much physics and fly into a black hole and never be seen again.
I'm gonna be too busy teaching physics classes. Is that my reputation?
Okay, so I don't want to do anything that moves. So you guys tell me in the chat, what should I add? A static body part, something that is not complicated, because I don't need that right now.
Also, nobody look at me because I totally messed up on something. Just look away.
Mr. All High and Mighty. Maybe I could do, could I give it like, well, you did that fish.
I did the fish. You could do scales or like a pattern on the body. You know what I'm going to challenge you to do? This will be easy. Add a belt and every frame, just cut the thing in half with a black line.
A belt?
A belt. It'll help you. It builds to bigger things.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
So just
Wait. Emma says horns. I want to do that. That's okay. Awesome.
That works too. I was going to say with the belt, what you can do then is use the, where the belt ends up is like an anchor if you wanted to add arms later, but that's going to be a whole nother thing. The horn is a great suggestion.
Can I just do both and put the horn? Oh, should the horns and belt be on a different layer?
They can be on the same layer as long as they don't touch. You can still erase around them.
Okay, I'm going to do that then.
I would say for as far as what should be on different layers, just pretend you're making a drawing where you really don't want to mess up. However you normally do layers in Procreate, just kind of find your style with it. And if you mess up, just hope that the thing you messed up on is on its own layer. That's it.
Just hope?
Just pray that you were smart enough back when you... I make that mistake all the time.
What color should I make the belt, you guys? I think I'm going to make it black. I'm going to just keep things nice and simple. Like that?
Oh, that's so cute.
It looks like that's a mouth.
Perfect. That's perfect. I love the belt, actually. Yeah, I'll make it a mouth then. But wherever the blob is, just cut it in half with a flat line.
Oh, wait a second. I didn't group it. How do I... Wait a second. How do I move this layer?
I can help you on that. You got it.
I just dragged it in?
Yep. Perfect.
Oh, okay. I got it. Okay. That was actually really easy. I sort of like that. Blue Wolf is asking, Cian, couldn't you create another layer for the teeth and then copy paste that layer into all the groups?
Yes. That is how I do backgrounds. Again, if anyone knows a better way to do this, please help me. It'll help my career. Seriously. But for what I do, as far as I know, the best way to put in things that are going to be static through all or most of the animation is to just copy paste that layer into all the layers. So yes, I think.
But you know what? Although that sounds more efficient, mm-hmm. I don't know. I sort of like it when animation's a little wonky. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, totally. Like when it's all rippling. There's a word for that and I don't remember what it is.
I don't know. Maybe it's just like I like those old school animations.
Yep. So what a lot of people will do, and actually what I do for that is to, if you want your background to wiggle so it fits in the same world as the rest of your animation, I will just redraw it three times and then play the background in those three pictures so it's wiggling, but you don't need to redraw it every single frame. Does that make sense?
I did not follow that at all.
Basically, a lot of people will redraw the background in every single frame. And so if your animation's like 20 frames long, you have to redraw it 20 times. But what you can do instead is just redraw it three times and then you'll still get the wiggle. You just loop those three frames over and over again. So you don't have to redraw it.
Instead of drawing it 30 times, you just do it three times, but then it does wiggle like a little bit. Oh, okay.
Exactly.
That's really
smart. It wiggles enough that most people can be convinced that it's wiggling the appropriate amount.
Well, that's very smart and sneaky, isn't it?
Yes, it's evil animation.
I love that. Okay. I'm kind of excited about this belt.
You should be. He's so cute. Like, yours has a mouth. I think it's a really good place for his mouth to go.
Crossing says, it's like chewing mochi. And Darian says it's a devil ball. Michelle says it's tapioca. And Seven Angelic says the belt looks like a mouth. Yeah, I think I didn't make it thick enough. Maybe I should have made it thicker.
I like it. Well, you can think of it this way. If the ball is stretching tall, then maybe the belt should stretch tall too. So it's all working like one big gummy. Like imagine like a chewy eraser that you pull on it. Everything stretches at the same time. So maybe in the frames where the ball is super tall, the belt could be a little thicker.
Oh, I'm going to try that. Okay,
yeah,
so
try that out.
Kind of thin. I'm going to make it a little thicker now and see what that looks like. Okay. See, this is just so accessible.
See, everyone can do it.
Well, I mean, if I can do it, it's got to be really, because I'm not an animator. Oh, Cian, while I'm doing this, can you show people your advanced Procreate animation?
Did I remember to do that? What do I have in my photo library? Okay.
Man.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I have Lava Man. I made this one. This is for a client. Oops, there you go. So this is Lava Chomp. He was just released on Giphy. So if you search Abominable Toys with a capital A, capital T in wherever Giphy is, I think they have it on Instagram and Snapchat and Facebook, question mark? Then you can find Lava Chomp and use him on your Snapchats. That was my pitch. Okay. I made it.
Really stupid question. What is Giphy?
Oh, Giphy is just the program. I honestly have no idea exactly what it is. It's just all these different social media sites use Giphy to import their GIFs so that you can use them in texting and stuff.
Oh, so I could like send somebody Lava Man.
You could send somebody Lava Man. Yeah.
Oh my God. That's awesome. Lava Chomp. Do you feel like famous?
Yeah, I feel famous. It's very cool. I'll bother my mom with Snapchats with Lava Chomp in it.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Yeah, of course. Whenever a new one comes out, because I've made a couple now, they're all under Abominable Toys because it's Chomp, which is the mascot for Abominable Toys. Whenever a new one comes out, I'll like send my mom a bunch of him at different sizes. So people are so sweet.
Wow, that is so good. Emma says awesome.
Thank you.
Ashreya says so good. Angelic says such a cutie. Awesome.
Thank you so much. I assume you're talking about Lava Chomp and not me, but I'm going to take it as a compliment for myself. I'm going to take that for me. Also, our bunny teeth are ready. I think it's too small to see on camera, so I'm going to export it.
Okay. Ooh, I'm so excited to see what this looks like.
And there we go. We got the teeth.
Oh my God, it's so cute. Oh my God, I love it. I think I do like the teeth wiggling.
You like the teeth wiggling? So it's not the same copy paste every time.
Yeah, because yeah. I feel like that would be a little bit too cold. Like I like wiggly animation. I mean, maybe that's just a taste thing, but.
Totally. Me too. That's why I actually prefer doing hand-drawn animations on paper and then taking pictures of them and then putting them through Procreate. So instead of drawing in Procreate, I just compile in Procreate because I like the messiness of the medium and all that.
Oh, so actually Procreate's not your favorite platform to draw in?
It's not my favorite platform to draw in. I almost never draw in Procreate unless I'm doing a demo like this. But I will draw on paper and then take pictures and put them into Procreate. So it is one of my favorite places to edit photos and touch-ups and stuff like that.
Actually, you should answer your software question now that somebody was asking earlier.
Yeah, let's do that.
What have you used?
What have I used? Okay, so for freelance animation, I use a bunch of different programs that all do very different things. So I found the ones that I like best that solve different problems that the other ones don't solve. So I use Procreate for compiling short loops. What it's not good for is very long animations because there is a layer limit and because it's very hard and tedious to hide all the layers manually. So if you're doing something under 20 frames, Procreate is a perfectly great place to do it. But if you're going more than 20, it gets to be a little tedious. So if I'm animating more than 20 frames, like I said, I usually animate on paper. But if I want to plan out my animation, I use Animation Creator, which honestly, I don't know if I can recommend it. It's not an awesome app. It's very good for simple doodles of animations, but the rendering in it is not very complex. So if you're used to like a normal drawing interface, it's kind of glitchy, honestly. It's a little glitchy. I don't want to say that it's a bad app because I think it's actually been very helpful for me, but I just like animating on my iPad and there are not that many options. So
we have a request from the audience. RE World says, can we make the eyes blink?
Can we make the eyes? Yeah. Go ahead. I want to challenge you to figure out how to do that. I would say pick a random spot in the animation and have the eyes just closed in one frame and then see what that looks like. And then if you want to smooth it out in the frame right before that, just have them half closed and then it'll be a smooth close. Does that make sense?
No, I think I just want to export this one.
Yeah, you export yours. I'll show them what I'm talking about. So let's just pick a random frame here. All right, so frame 7.
People really want wings.
Oh, let's do wings. Let's do like the Dumbo ear wings that actually move.
That sounds really advanced. I'm gonna do like little baby wings, like really like pathetic ones that don't work.
That's a good idea. Orange Cat Spirit used sparkles, so we have to do it.
Cool. Okay, right. Guys, ready? I'm going to export.
I'm going to do the blink real quick just to show up. Look at that. Oh, it's awesome. So look at that. Oh,
you guys, I love the little guy. Oh my God, I just love this.
I want to see that on Giphy. You need to make a Giphy for Art Prof.
Oh, I know.
So I can text little devil blob.
I know. Look at him. Oh, that is so satisfying. Oh my God. Wait. I want to make it really fast. Ah! This is so, is this why you animate all day?
Yeah, it's addictive. Once you know how to do things, I mean, especially the bouncing blob, because it's like the same frames, you just decorate them differently. Okay, let's do the blink real quick. I'm just going to take one random frame in the middle of my animation and just make his eyes closed.
Okay.
And then in the frame before that,
and
I should say, this is kind of like a key point about Procreate Animation. You probably have already figured this out, but it plays bottom to top. The frames go bottom frame, next frame, next frame, next frame, which is weird compared to other animation programs. Just a little thing to keep in mind. So the frame before frame 7 is actually below it. Does that make sense?
Oh, I see. Okay. So which frame should I do the closed eye?
Any of them, any random one. Doesn't matter.
Okay, so I'm going to... But how... Wait, do I turn off the eyeball layer?
No, you can just edit the eyeball layer. You could just color on top of it.
Color on... Yeah, but you turned it into like two little flat...
Yeah, I just erased the eyes. I'll put them back later if I don't like the
blue. Can I just add another layer and turn off the eyes?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. I'll do that. That's a little.
Make sure that your layer is in the group that you're working on. Oh yeah, you got it. Yeah. You're a pro at that part.
Now I'm gonna wait. I have to have it on top of the horns. Okay, so like that?
Yeah, perfect. Yep.
Okay, so now what?
Now I would go to the frame right before that one, which is the one beneath it.
Okay.
It's frame 5. And then do one that's in between. So we're tweening now.
Okay.
So your two keyframes are open eyes and closed eyes. Find something in between and put that on that frame.
Right. So something in between. Oh, shoot. I'm always on the wrong layer. It's so confusing.
There we go. So you can see the blink happening there.
Oh my God, that's so cute. I mean, I feel like I could just do this all day.
It's super, super. Totally, you get hooked on it. Oh, I don't know if I finished talking about my programs that I use. I would say for digital animation, that's done with vectors, which means editable, movable points. So instead of drawing freehand, I would be importing a circle shape and then editing it by distorting it, that stuff. I would use Moho. Moho is like an awesome program. That is I think it can go on any computer. And then Pencil 2D is one that I would recommend. I haven't spent as much time with it because I do most of my loops are short, but that's more for if you want to do an animatic or animate a full sequence, I would recommend checking out Pencil 2D, which I believe is free because it's open source.
Okay, so I already changed. How many? Okay, now what do I do? Is that done or?
Yeah, go ahead and export that and see how it looks.
Oh, really? Oh, wait, I have to turn on all the layers. And actually we have a question here. Sista Bear says, are you all using the animation assist feature or is this all with the layers only?
This is all with the layers only.
What is animation assist? I don't even know what that is.
I'm not sure the best way to explain it, but I do... very short animations. So I have just mostly done things with the layers. That's a good one to come back to. I want to like give the right answer on that. So I'm going to study up.
I mean, to me, it sort of sounds like Hamburger Helper animation assist. Like it's just sort of a funny term.
That makes me think that your character kind of looks like a hamburger.
Or a little demon, which is
that's really random that you say that because I just animated a hamburger. I promise we didn't
plan. Really? Oh, I want to see where is it.
I don't know where it is. Let me find it.
Why did you animate a hamburger?
I was bored.
Oh, well, that explains everything.
I was hungry too, apparently. We're going into uncharted territory. I don't know what I've animated recently.
I don't know. There's a picture.
I'm going to trust myself and okay. Let's see. Well, I cannot find it, but I did animate a hamburger.
Okay, I'm going to do the... Oh my god! It looks
so good! Look at
that!
It looks so good.
Oh my god, the blink is like so adorable. He looks like he's like headbanging, doesn't he?
Oh, absolutely. It's right at the top, so it's like, you know, the force of the bounce has closed his eyes. That's acting right there.
Oh my god. I totally meant to do that. Okay. Now, I want to add some other stuff. What should I... Should I give him arms?
I'm going to do wings. Go for it. Do arms. Oh, here's what I'd recommend. You already have an anchor point on all of your frames where you can make the arms come out from, and it's the corners of the mouth. When you're adding a new floppy feature, it's a really good idea to think of what is it going to be attached to on the character? What's a point that I can always make sure the arms are always connected to this spot on the character so I don't forget where they're supposed to go? So just think of the corner of the mouth as the part the arms will attach to.
Okay.
Cool. So in every frame, you can put the arms right out from the corner of the mouth.
So what kind of arms should I do?
If you want them to be floppy, then there's a little physics lesson in it for you.
Oh, no. I'm not doing that right now. I think I want to do like T-Rex, useless T-Rex arms. How's that?
All right. Would it offend you if from the wings that I drew, if I did the physics lesson for that?
You do that. I'll do the wings. Okay. The wings are so much easier. Okay.
I'm going to give my spiel now. Everyone buckle up. Good. Okay. Good. So everybody, I'm going to go ahead and... It's a good time to take a bathroom break while I'm talking about physics. Okay, so let's turn off all of our layers so we have a clean canvas and we can see what we're doing. I'm going to go to a frame in the middle of the animation. Just pick one at random. Let's go with a 6 right here. I'm going to make a new layer for myself. Now, this is a little tricky, but I want the layer to be at the bottom of my stack of layers. And the best way that I've found to do that is to take the layer beneath it and just move it up. If you make a new layer and drag it to the bottom, it'll actually leave the group, which is a little annoying. So, yeah, cool. So now we have a layer at the bottom of our stack. So I'm going to pick a wing color. Let's do a light purple. I'm going to pick a wing shape. Let's do one of these.
You're going to make them flop up and down like they're soft?
Yeah, like they're like Dumbo ears.
Oh, okay. Geez, Dumbo is pretty helpful.
Yeah, Dumbo's, at the core of everything is Dumbo. Okay, so now I have to figure out, like, where are my wings going to be in every frame? You know, I know what they look like when they're at rest, but when they're in motion, they're going to look pretty different. So I'm going to hide that layer. That's just going to be what I have in the back of my mind when I'm animating. Let's pick a frame where I know that the ball is moving in a decisive motion. So it's either going very quickly up or very quickly down. That'll help me figure out what the wings should be doing. So for example, if I play through my animation here, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I think 4 is a good one to start on. Yeah.
Wait, how'd you do that?
Oh, I was just tapping really quickly.
Oh, wait. I want to do that. Hang on a second. Wait. So you just...
Tap on the group layer? Tap. I'm untapping. So I'm tapping and then untapping really quickly. Oh. You can tell that I animate in Procreate a lot because that's the instinct. You get really fast at it.
Really? So I...
Tap and then untap. The tap, untap. There you go.
Oh, okay. Like, I get it now. No.
That's what I do to check what the animation looks like.
I can't do it. This is like, wait. How do you do this so fast?
It's practice. All right. So I have decided that frame 4, I know for sure that the ball is moving up. So I'm going 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 is a really helpful frame because I can tell the ball is just quickly moving up. So I know exactly what the path of motion is. So I'm going to go ahead and make a new layer at the bottom of frame 4. I'm going to remind myself that the ball is moving up very quickly with a big upward arrow. Now, if the ball is moving upward, then everything on the ball that's not super well attached, so we're talking like earlobes, jewelry, everything that would fly off of you in a roller coaster, All that stuff is unhappy because it was where it was before, and it doesn't want to move. It's going to resist motion. It means it's going to drag behind. So the ball is moving up, and our big floppy wings are gonna fall back. They're gonna try to pull down. Basically, the ball is dragging them off the ground. So I'm gonna have my wings go back like this. Cool. So this is the wings being dragged by the ball upward. So now in the next frame, which is the frame right above this one, the ball is slowing down, and this is kind of hard to see from just how the ball is sitting right now. It could be doing anything. It could be moving up or down. So I'm going to do that thing again where I go tap, 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 tap. And I can see that the ball is still moving up, but it's actually slowing down. So in this frame, just like the one before it.
A lot, don't you? The tap, 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 tap thing?
Constantly. I see it in my sleep.
Is that so you can just like double check to make sure the frames relate?
Yeah, it's so I can remember what the path of motion is on the ball.
Oh, okay.
So in this frame, the frame right after the last one, the wings are still resisting motion, but the ball has pretty much hit the top of its arc, its path of motion. So the ball is slowing down. The wings now are moving pretty quickly, and they're like, hey, we just got to this speed. They want to keep going upward. So the wings are going to try to do what they were doing in the frame before. They're just still going upward. So even the ball slowing down, the wings are starting to pass it. Does that make sense?
No. I can't figure this out. This is so hard.
I got to get props. I need props. I should have made a puppet.
Well, let me know, you guys. Who here understands all the physics?
Honestly, it sounded like I'm going crazy here. Okay. So look at this tape roll with this tissue on it. Just look at it. I'm going to move it really fast. Do you see now?
Oh, I get it. Okay. Yeah, notice that totally makes sense to me now. Wait, do it again.
Are you lying?
No, I'm serious. Like, that helps me. Wait, I want to do it again.
Okay, look at that.
No, you know what you should do? No. See, and take a little piece of tape off and tape the tissue paper to the tape.
All right. Here we go.
Wait. I'm going to go to the other scene. Okay, now you guys can see better. Ready?
All right, so I'm going to take this tissue and tear it in half so we have two wings, just for the demonstration. If we're going to do it, we're going to do it right.
Of course. We don't do things halfway here at Art.
No, we definitely
don't. We go all the way.
All right, so let's go ahead and make our little puppet. I hope everyone's following along at home and also has a tape roll and some tissue.
Oh my God, I love this so much. This is so perfect.
All right, so this is our little angelic blob going up and down, and the tissue is... Okay, I'm going to explain this as best as I can. Just try to follow along. So the ball, the blob, is moving upward, and the tissue is resisting the motion. The tissue is hanging down, not just because of gravity, but because wherever the ball moves, the tissue wants to stay where it was before, right?
Uh-huh.
So when the ball stops and starts to come back down, the tissue keeps going and flops all the way up here. So you can see at the height of the jump, the tissue keeps going. So that means that when the ball starts coming back down, now the tissue is above it. So you can see that on the fish animation.
Oh, wait, let me go back. Okay, here we go.
Let me find it. So you can see on the fish one, the tail is doing what our tissues are doing. So when the fish is moving up, the tail is behind it. When the fish is moving down, the tail is above it.
So it's like, it just like flops up beyond the body.
Exactly. Yeah. So pretty much everything acts like this. It's just about finding out what direction the ball is moving. If you have something floppy, anything floppy at all, it's going to resist motion from the core object. So in our case, the core object is the blob. Sometimes you might have a character who's, say like you have a dog chasing something, the head is locked onto the target. The head is, we call that leading in character acting. So the head is leading and the whole body and the appendages are kind of following it as I'm like, I'm getting too into it.
I love this.
So as the character is, As the character's head is leading, everything else is following it. So if that's the case, then the motion might be this way or that way, and just picture like fish with fins that go behind it. So like Finding Nemo.
Oh my God.
All right. Okay, so let's
totally
go back to our wing.
Makes sense to me now.
I'm so glad that we got through. Another round of applause. Okay.
Well,
so
we have these comments here. Hang on a second. Seven Angelic says, oh my God, nice seeing. Love your demo.
Thank you.
This is so good. And then Maria says, everyone needs to tell Cian that he is good at teaching things. What he is explaining is just hard to talk about.
Thank you. That's very sweet. That makes me feel a lot better. I guess I'll come back. All right.
If we raise enough for the raffle, if you guys don't donate to the raffle, Cian might never come back.
If you donate enough, then Professor Liu has to change Art Prof's name to Physics Prof.
Oh, gosh. Or we just won't do animation anymore.
Oh, God. All right. So in the next frame above the one that we just did, now the ball has started to come back down. And it's important that you play through the animation the way that I've been showing you. Here we go. Because otherwise, how would you know which way the ball is moving? So we can see as I tap upward, the ball is starting to come back down on this frame. So I'm going to draw wings that are surpassing it. They keep going because they're floppy.
Oh my God, I love this tap thing. It really helps you like visualize what's happening.
I just saw your wings. I haven't noticed.
They're so cute. Well, they're really useless wings. They don't really do much.
Like, he's clearly very bouncy, so I don't know why he would need wings.
Well, I don't know. Maybe there's some evolutionary reason.
No, I mean, like, it's good that they're small and shriveled because it's evolved. It's like, it's just going to use bouncing rather than flying. They're just for decoration.
R. Daisy says, as someone currently applying to art school for animation, I'm appreciating these lectures.
Awesome.
And Gargi says, Cian, that was a brilliant demo. I loved it.
Thank you. I'm just gonna wear that from now on. It's my crown.
Awesome.
I wanted to say that for people applying to art school for animation, but also people who want to go into illustration like I did, this is, you know, just getting the basics of animation is going to help you. I know you have a big audience that's character designers and like viz dev, concept art, all this stuff. If you're making viz dev for, you know, animation, film, gaming, all this stuff, just getting the basics of understanding how motion works will also make you a better character designer, because that's originally what I wanted to do, and then I kind of got sidetracked with animation, and I'm just totally stuck on it now. But I would highly recommend, even if you're not intending to go into animation, you want like one of those tangential jobs, learn about animation because it's awesome.
We have a question from Seven Angelic who says, Cian, did you pick this up from observation, or were there some real physics classes involved in animating?
I took a physics class. Like, I took just, you know, it was mandatory for high school. I think this is all just from observation because I started animating when I was 7. So I don't remember learning this stuff. I really don't remember when I learned it. But I started with claymation, so that might have something to do with it, because I was working with real objects that were actually squishy. So now my animation all kind of looks like it's made out of clay.
So wait a second. See this bounce guide that you've created?
Yeah.
Did you like invent this whole thing, or have you seen this diagram? Like, I'm so confused about like who came up with the diagram.
I was actually the first one to ever animate anything. It's funny. No one ever asked me about that, but I invented animation. No, I'm pretty sure that this bounce guide exists somewhere. I just haven't been able to find it. So I made it because it's like, this should exist. Like the bouncing blob is like the first thing that they teach you in any animation class that I've ever been to. So it's just a good way to visualize it when you're teaching digitally. But I think most of the time that the teachers would just draw it in the class in person. But because we're teaching over, you know, the computer now, that wasn't an option.
Okay, so you've seen people draw those shapes, but you've never actually seen it as a diagram.
Yeah, that's just the shapes that a ball takes as it bounces up and down. You know, it's like if you filmed someone dribbling a water balloon, I don't know, something squishy, that is just the shapes that it would make. So that's where that's coming from.
Oh, okay. I want to see mine. I think mine is ready. You guys ready?
I'm all so right, excited. Let's see it.
Oh, God. Let's see. Oh my God!
Look at that!
So
yeah!
Oh Oh, I love it's my perfect. Little devil. Oh my God, he's so cute. See it?
Oh, I saw someone earlier say that you should add shading to it. Can I show you how to add shading real quick? Because I know that you like to render stuff.
Okay, hang on a second.
So this is out of my wheelhouse because I don't normally do all the drawing and rendering in Procreate, but I'm going to show you a cool trick for it. So go to whatever frame you want to start with. Frame one's a good place. Okay, go to the blob layer.
Okay.
The layer that your main blob body is on. Let's make a new layer above that.
Okay.
It's slightly off camera for me. I hope you can still see it, but let's...
That's okay, I can see.
Okay, cool. Tap on that new layer.
Okay.
And the menu should come up. There's a clipping mask button that you can click.
Okay.
Clipping mask. Now this new layer will only draw wherever there is stuff on the layer beneath it. So if I draw on this layer, you can see it only is showing up on the blob beneath it.
Oh.
So this is a cool way to add shading real quick. Animators, we're always looking for like really quick ways to add things because otherwise it would take ages to make an animation. So
how do I shade it though? Like, do I pick a certain brush?
However your shading style normally is, but I guess for a quick way to do it, let's just like take the same color and make it slightly darker and then get a nice brush that can sweep across it like that.
Oh, so like a sort of like a flat.
Yeah, something flat like that. You could also do a, you know, more complicated shading. Like
could
you can
make
like
a fuzzy brush that's
go for
like
it.
Hang on a second. Sketching.
You
I'll
could
do
like
soft pastel. Oh wait, that's a little bit too small. Try that. Oh, that's too big. Shoot. Wait. That's not what I wanted.
So if you do that in every frame, then you'll have a shaded blob. If you wanted to add highlights, you could either add it in the same place on the blob in every frame and it would look the way that our animations have been looking. Or you could try to find out, is the blob in light right now? Like if you have a light source, you could draw wherever that light source is gonna be. Like if I have a lamp doing that, whenever the blob is in range of the lamp, I'm gonna put a nice highlight on it. So you can play around with that. That would be fun.
Oh my God. Oh my God. This is so addictive.
Right?
I have to, like, sit and animate all day. Okay. I think I know how to do it now. Okay.
I think your husband is gonna be jealous because you're gonna be animating even more often.
He's never used Procreate before. He's all about Maya, which truly, for real, frightens the crap out of me.
Yeah, I'm just a 2D animator, and I have not played around with Maya that much.
It's just like, it's all the X, Y, Z, and like, oh my God, that just like, that freaks me out.
You know, I do know about getting 2D animations into like character sprites for Unity. So if we wanted to do like a simple game, like character design for games tutorial, I could probably stumble my way through that.
Oh my God, that would be so cute.
To watch me stumble through.
Well, because then I'm not the only one, you know?
That's true. We'll have to get another person to like school us on physics for that one.
Oh God, no. Although a lot of people are saying in the chat, WC says, if you told me CN is best physics, I would believe it. And Oside says, CN, what's the most complicated thing you've had to animate?
Oh, geez. Okay, so I've only been graduated for like 6 months, so had to. I haven't done that many, like they forced me to animate something that I didn't want to. Most complicated thing that I've chosen to animate, probably like water physics, trying to do water stuff. Oh. I think I have one here that I can pull up. I was looking at the, you know that meme that's like the squirrel or the chipmunk drinking from the bottle cap? Or like there's like they're very desperate for water and so people feed them from a bottle cap and they're drinking a lot of water.
I don't do memes, Cian.
Oh, okay.
I'm old. Audience.
This isn't the most complicated water physics, but it's the only one that I have on hand right now. It's just a squirrel drinking water.
Oh man, that looks like a pain in the butt. I would not want to animate that.
I was just, I'd never tried doing a splash before, so I did that. I think I tried to animate a river one time and that was a mistake. So I don't have that one because it didn't go well.
Oh no. Oops. I kind of See, I think what I'll do, I'll go back and I'll do like better shading, but I'm just putting in like really rudimentary shading. I'm kind of loving this clipping mask thing. It's like magic.
Right?
It's so good. Okay. I think I have, ooh, I'm almost done. Oh my God, this is so fun. So excited. Okay.
Oh, I wanted to talk through the what the wings are doing in my animation right now.
Oh, yeah, you should do that while I'm doing this.
All right, perfect. So the last time that we looked at the wings, our blob was moving up. The wings were holding it back. The blob is moving down. The wings are going up past it. So it's one or the other. But now we're at a point where the blob has just smacked into the ground plane that isn't shown, but where it's implied. So the wings are going to keep going down, and they're going to just smack against the ground. So in this frame, they're going to be almost smacked against the ground. And then in the next frame, they will be totally flat. And the next frame, after frame 9, is frame 1 again, just because it's a looping GIF.
Oh, cool. I think I'm starting to sort of put this together.
I feel like my entire portfolio is going to be full of bouncing GIFs because it's the most fun to teach. So I've done so many bouncing GIFs, and I feel starting to feel like that's the only thing I can animate anymore.
Yeah, but it's so... It's like such a simple base that you can customize like crazy, right?
Absolutely. It's a good party trick.
And the thing is, it's like it takes so little time, but it's like it looks so good.
Oh, I missed a frame.
Okay, guys, I think I have all my stuff. Okay, wait. I'm so excited to animate this. Oh my God, he's going to be 3D. I'm so excited. Okay.
Let's see it.
4, 3, 2, 1. Okay. You guys ready? Here's our little finale.
Get your clapping hands ready.
Okay. Ready? Look at that. He looks so bouncy. Oh my God. Okay. This is like the cutest thing I've ever made.
I am so proud of you. I'm one frame away from finishing my wings, so we can show that one.
Oh, I can't. Oh my God, guys. This is so sweet. This is so cool.
Let's see it.
Yeah, looks like people want character design for game scene.
All right, that's going to be a fun one. Okay, here's our flopper.
Like I said, if you guys ever want to see Cian again on our prof, you might want to think about that raffle donation. Oh my God, it's so cute. It's like so floppy.
I think we should clap for them because I know a lot of people are following along and it's intimidating, but you got over it.
Wait, how did you make yours full screen?
I exported it and then opened it in my photo library.
Oh, okay. So... Oh, actually, I don't want to do that because this is my daughter's camera roll. So I'll just go and show it again here.
Yeah. Yeah, yours seems to be a better format so you can see it. Look at that. What? Good job, everybody.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, people are... Emma Lynn says, I love these. They're so cute. WC says, stunning. And Hell Cutie Pie says, they kind of look like bunny ears. Aw. Karen Liu says, I want him back. I want him back.
Call him.
Seven Angelic says, save Cian. Well, you guys know where you need to go. If you ever want to see Cian again, you're going to have to go down to the YouTube video description below and click on the raffle page link. So that way you guys can enter the raffle to make sure that we can bring Cian back. Because you know what, guys? These guest artists, oh man, you guys cost an arm and a leg.
I have to say really quick, I didn't realize that want him back was about me. Thank you. And I said call him.
Are you talking about the devil or something?
I don't know. But yeah, I'll see if I have time in my schedule and maybe I'll show up another time. You guys are so nice. Thank you.
Maya Hika says we need Cian. Yes. Yes. Well, yeah, see, here's the thing. Orange Cat Spirit, you're on to me. Prof Lou is trying to guilt trip us into donating. That's the whole point. Don't you guys listen to NPR where they're like, please, where do you get your real news? Think about all the things you spend your money on for one coffee a day. You know, all that stuff. Yeah, that like seems wrong to me too. Well played, Professor Lou. And Maria says, if you want to see him again, my dark imagination starts wondering what she will do to him. Well, Cian, you're in San Francisco. You're safe.
I'm locked in her closet. It's terrible in here.
Oh, gosh. You guys have no idea. Listen, you guys should join Cian and I. We are going to be in the Discord in a few minutes. We'll be hanging out in the Art Alongs channel. The invite link is in the YouTube video description below. Subscribe to the Art Prof YouTube channel if you guys want to continue to grow and learn as an artist. And I want to say a big thank you to our top Patreon supporters. And if you guys choose to donate to our raffle, you might get to see your name show up at the end of these videos amongst all these other goodies that we have for you guys. So everybody, thank you so much for watching. We'll see you next time. Bye.